Welcome. Our Given Purpose is on the air at Apple iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify. Today's podcast, titled Puzzled, comes to us from Judges chapter 7. I am Tori, your host and founder of OurGivenPurpose.com, which is a faith-based Christian website. I have been called to create a space to help you think differently about life. Finding our given purpose within God's plan means we first need to identify what is blocking us. We can resist God's calling because of arrogance, anger, pride, or fear. Through reading and applying God's word to our lives, we will become more mindful of our words and behaviors, thus producing love and acceptance of our peers. We are commanded to love one another. We do that when we love God, love ourselves, and love each other. I am excited to welcome our new listeners. Hello, my name is Tori. I am a redeemed daughter of Christ, a theology student, writer, speaker, podcaster, photographer, and vlogger. I am a happily married wife of 20 years to my beloved and mother to our two sons. If you have not subscribed to OurGivenPurpose.com, iTunes, Google Play, or Spotify, please do so. It is completely free to download on all platforms. New broadcasts are here every Tuesday and Thursday by 6 p.m. Thank you for tuning in and sharing my journey as a woman of faith on this Tuesday, March 12, 2019. Bible reading is Judges chapter 7, verses 2 through 7. And Yahweh said to Gideon, "The troops that are with you are too many for me to give Midian into your hands. Israel will boast, saying, 'My hand has delivered me.' So then please proclaim in the hearing of the troops, saying, 'Whoever is fearful and trembling, let him return and depart from the Mount of Gilead.'" About 22,000 men returned, and 10,000 remained. And Yahweh said to Gideon, "There are still too many troops. Bring them down to the water, and I will sift through them for you there. For whomever I say to you, 'This one will go with you,' he will go with you. And for all whom I say to you, 'This one will not go with you,' he will not go." So he brought down the troops to the water, and Yahweh said to Gideon, "You must separate everyone who laps up the water to drink with his tongue like a dog from those who kneel." The number of those lapping up the water with their hand to their mouth was 300 men. All the rest of the troops kneeled to drink the water. And Yahweh said to Gideon, "I will deliver you with the 300 men lapping up the water. I will give Midian into your hand. So let the other troops go, each to his own place." Judges chapter 7, verses 2 through 7, Lexham English Bible Translation. Let us pray. Abba, Father, thank you for the gift of this day and the opportunity to serve you in this capacity. You alone, Father, are worthy to be praised. With you, we can do the impossible. Thank you for giving us discernment and allowing us to ask questions. We abide in you, Father. Let the words that I give be uplifting and encouraging to those who are able to hear. Open the eyes of our hearts, Lord, so we can see you. Amen. Hello, purposeful people, and welcome to this space. This week on the Our Given Purpose YouTube channel, we are putting the puzzle of our lives together. What pieces we have that need to go into it and the pieces that are missing. I shared a brief story about a young man who would become frustrated each time I would bring in puzzles during my volunteer time. He would always find something else to do. And at the age of 6, he had to get creative about his excuses. One week I came in and his face filled with dread when he saw me pulling out those puzzles. At first I thought he didn't like the pictures, but I realized it went deeper than that. So I asked him to give me a minute to get everyone set up. Oh, his little pouting face. I still remember how much he wanted to be anywhere else. When I came back to him, I dumped all the pieces on the table. again, that face. I proceeded to flip all the pieces over to their blank side. He asked, "Why are you doing that?" I told him it wasn't about what the picture looked like, but his ability to connect the pieces correctly. I asked if he would give it a try, and if he couldn't do it, it was okay. They would find something else. Not only did he put it together, but he did so in less than a minute. He was so proud of himself. We flipped it over so he could see the actual photo he created, and he was amazed. When we allow God to guide us, we can become patiently kind and give others grace no matter their age. We are able to shift our perspective because God wills us to understand the mental or physical limitations of others. When we treat others the way we wish to be treated, it is empowering. We can pass on what we've witnessed to someone else. That is where change begins. As the buildup through Judges chapter 6 leads into chapter 7, we see how Yahweh is using Gideon to further his kingdom and lead those who have fallen astray back to his holiness. Our projects can be directed by God, and we can cooperate with him. It is our willingness that he sees. Gideon asked the angel of Yahweh specific questions. Gideon wanted to make sure it was God who was speaking to him and not another deity. We too can ask God through the Holy Spirit to show us signs when we pray, if we are not sure what our next move should be. As believers, God gives us discernment. Let us not be stubborn or try to stall. When God wants to work us into his master plan, it requires us to make the choice to follow his lead. We are to follow his direction because, let's face it, he has the best vantage point, right? God removes some pieces from our lives in order for us to see him more clearly. Are we trying to force pieces together that God is trying to remove? Let us examine ourselves through God's lens and ask for his holy guidance. Let us pray. Gracious Holy Father, thank you for answering us and patiently waiting for us to turn our hearts to you. Let us continue to seek your will for our lives. Precious Father, how great thou art, for you know the ways of our lives. Keep us near to you and forever holding to your unchanging hand. Thank you for this time of fellowship, and may we all dive deeper into your word and learn more of your ways that we may apply your godly behavior to our lives. Let us all act according to your ways, for they are always higher. Your wisdom is good for us and gives us knowledge, peace, joy, and happiness. We humble ourselves before you, Lord. Abba, Father. Amen. This is Tori of OurGivenPurpose.com.